17 victory. As you have looked back on the tape and looked back on that game, give me your impressions of your team's performance.
Well, obviously a little bit better than the week before against Sam Houston State. We still got a ways to go, but, you know, our guys played hard. We played a good football team. You know, Colgate went up and, beat Cal Poly on the road, and we knew we were playing a pretty good team. And to come away, you know, to win a road game against a quality team like Colgate, we were pretty excited about that. But probably not the best game we can play. Hopefully it's not. We got to play better than what we played.
Obviously not easy for you guys having to face two nationally ranked opponents on the road to open up your season in a day, like you said, that maybe you didn't have your A game. How important for your team to be able to get a win like that?
Obviously huge. You know, you just, you know, let us take a deep breath. You know, our players really, you know, they're just kind of learning our coaches. Our coaches are learning our players. I think there was a little bit of, a little the tendency to lock up just a little bit, to not want to make mistakes, whether it's a coach or a player. You know, we're learning each other right now. And I think to win that game on the road, you know, just kind of a sigh of relief. And now we can maybe just loosen up a little bit, relax, and have some fun playing the game. And, and not be uptight. And, you know, to get one under our belt was big for us. So, you know, I think there was a sigh of relief. We finally got the win together, coaches, players. And, now I think we can relax a little bit and just go play football.
We're here with Richmond head coach Rush Huseman. If you have a question for him, just hit *1. And we got a question in the queue if you'll get that for us, Tony.
And your question comes from the line of John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Russ, Howard comes in this weekend with Mike London. I wonder if you could reflect a little bit back on 2008 and that championship season where you two worked together.
Well, I enjoyed my time with Mike. I'd coached with him at William & Mary a couple years. I think he was there a couple years with us when we were both young pups back in the day. I think it may have been Mike's first full-time job, and he was a great football coach then. Working for him was great. I mean, he let you coach, he let the players play, and I think the players really loved him. So, you know, he was fantastic to work for, and I consider a really good friend.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking if you have any initial impressions of Kalen Newton, Howard's quarterback.
Yeah, my impression of Howard is, how did they go to two FBS, not taking away from them, but any FCS program, go back-to-back road games at two FBS programs, win one and potentially could have won the other one. You know, that says a lot about, you know, what Mike and his staff are doing there at Howard. They got those guys playing well, playing with confidence. But, you know, Newton is a really, really good player. Dynamic, can make you miss. He, for a freshman, he is strong. He can run you over. He can make you miss. I've been extremely impressed with him, no question. They got a tailback that's as good as anybody will play this year, in my opinion. I think he's Filial or something like that, number 7. Incredible player there. So they've got some skill kids that are really good. Again, for them to go on the road back-to-back against FBS programs is a testament to their players but also their coaching staff and getting those guys ready.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Russ, obviously defensively things didn't go the way you would have liked out at Sam Houston. Come back and hold Colgate to 307 total yards. What was the biggest improvement you saw defensively?
Well, we tackled a little bit better. So I think that was big. You know, we got some TFLs, we got a sack or two. You know, we got some negative yardage plays. We got them in some third and some manageable situations. So, you know, we have to play. I think we played better on first down, obviously, than we did against Sam Houston, and gave our guys a chance to defend and those types of things. But still not. probably not where we want to be defensively. Matter of fact, I know it's not where we want to be defensively. We want to be better than that. But, you know, Colgate was good. They actually brought in a true freshman quarterback after, I think, the first couple series, and that kid was really good. I mean, he's a talented player and threw the ball. We saw him in pregame throwing it and had a live arm and could run. So, and they have some weapons. They're pretty physical up front. So, you know, I'm glad we got away with it, but still we got to play better on defense.
One of the guys shared our Defensive Player of the Week honors, Andrew Clyde, 10 tackles, tackle for loss, and a couple of big pass breakups. Certainly came up big in the series before the game-winning drive for you. Just some comments on his performance.
It was a great performance. Awful proud of Andrew. I mean, it was you know, I thought he would get some recognition after this game. Even during the game, I could see he was making multiple plays. Knew he was playing really well. You know, didn't know his stats, his numbers, but, you know, he stepped up big for us. They were running that little zone read, reading the three technique, and he executed exactly the way we wanted to execute it. But you're right, I think he had a sack and then broke up a pass. And then, got the tackle for a loss on a little draw play on that series before. That was huge and gave us great field position to work with to go ahead. But you know, he also had a pressure that caused an interception early in the game on the first series. I think the third play of the game. So he had one of those monster days. But we figured, we knew he was a talented player. We knew he was a pretty good player.
Offensively, obviously had some frustrations in the first half, not converting a couple of fourth downs and had a field goal that missed, but kind of persevered and got it done in the second half. What kind of give me your analysis of your offensive effort on Saturday?
Well, not near what we, you know, had us seeing in Houston State. You know, I wasn't overly pleased with them, but Colgate had a lot to do with that. They were stout up front. You know, they could tackle. They got us on the ground most of the time when they had to. But Laletta played another good game. Brissett, our wideout, was really good. So we made some key plays when we had to make them offensively. But, you know, in two games now, we've been down in the – you know, we've been across the 50-yard line 11 times and gotten no points 11 different times. And we're 0 for 5 on fourth downs. That cannot continue at all. And we've missed a couple field goals down there. So if we don't clean that up, or if we don't make, you know, and do something differently there, then, you know, it'll be hard to win games.
How nice for you guys to, after a couple of long trips, finally to get a little stretch here at home.
Oh, it's huge. I can't wait to play at home. This will be our first time as a new staff, you know, playing in our home stadium. You know, we're excited about it, and I know our players are excited to be at home. You know, it seems like forever since they played a home game here. They were on the road quite a bit in the playoffs last year, and then the first two on the road here with long trips. So I know they're excited to play at home, and I can't wait to get into the stadium for myself and our coach's first home game.
All right, Russ, congratulations on the win over Colgate. Good luck this Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.